Blog Talk Radio.
All right. We back live. Okay, I see people already calling in. Okay. All right. Hey, Brother Eric. Okay, I see him on the hold one second. Let me get this started. We gonna go on and get started with this show, but hey, we gotta do what we gotta do first. All right, we're gonna do what we gotta do show first on the gospel thing. So hey, we're gonna let this go and then I'm gonna let Brother Eric and him take it over.
All of my
praise God. Praise God. It's always good to understand all our help come from the Lord. We don't lean to our own understanding. We lean to the Lord. And I thank Tracy always for this opportunity to present God on his show, man. It's an awesome thing when you can open up the show like this. Brother Tim, you still there?
Yeah, I just got it back. I'm sorry. I'm here.
Yeah, we want to thank Tracy, man, for opening this platform up, man, so allow God start off his show, man, to let God's spirit, you know, touch someone's heart, man. Maybe it might be someone need prayer. Maybe it might be someone going through something, you know, need a little encouragement along the way. You know, we are here, and we want to touch and agree on your sickness. We want to touch and agree of you grieving right now. We want to touch and agree if you got some of your finance problem, you know, we want to just pray. And before we pray, we want to kind of open up the scripture to you. Tim, I thank you. If you can open that scripture and help us with it a little bit, that Galatians chapter 6.
Yeah.
If you don't mind, can you help us with it?
Yeah. Yes, sir. I just want to thank God for his word. How far do you want me to go down? Just start into it?
Yeah, you want to go all the way down like we went to a 9.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll work.
This is Galatians 6, and it reads, Brothers, if someone is caught in a sin, you mm-hmm. who are spiritual should restore him gently.
Yeah.
But watch yourself, or you also may be tempted. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. And we know that's
right.
Love. If anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. Each one should test his own actions. Then he can take pride in himself without comparing himself to someone else. For each one should carry his own load. Anyone receives instruction in the word must share all good things with his instructor. Do not be deceived. One thing I know you got to hear that one. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows.
Mm-hmm.
The one who sows to please his sinful nature For the nature will be reaped. I'm sorry, destruction. Mm-hmm. Will reap destruction.
Yes.
The one who sows to please the Spirit from the Spirit mm-hmm. will reap eternal life. Let
right.
no one become weary in doing good, for
mm-hmm.
at the proper time we will mm-hmm. reap a harvest if
yes.
we do not give up. Therefore,
yes.
as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. So,
Amen.
Brother Eric, oh boy, that like we always say, good meat makes some good gravy. And this was some serious meat right here. This got
yes,
a lot of meat. And each and every
yes,
one of us as grudge racers and just brothers and sisters in, you know, on these blog talk shows and at all
yes.
these different tracks and things that we're doing,
uh-huh.
we up and down dangerous highways. The Bible says, not me, not Brother Eric, it said, brothers, it's talking to believers. It's talking to all of us here. It says,
yes,
if
sir.
Someone is caught in a sin, you who are spiritual, you're the one that got
sure.
it together. You're one that you know, you seem that you're reading and you're listening and you're searching your
yeah.
Bible, doing what God tells you. The one who's spiritual, the Spirit of God is flowing through you. And it says, the one who is spiritual should restore him gently. Don't come at
yeah.
the person who did wrong. And, you know, like, for example, the Bible says that a woman was caught in adultery. And they
right,
brought him
right.
to Jesus, brought and they
uh-huh.
told her, this offense that she has been, that she did, is worthy
mm-hmm.
to be for death. And she should be stoned
yeah.
to death. But old
mm-hmm.
Jesus got down, kneeled down, and started writing in the dirt.
Yeah.
And he said, he looked up and asked her, asked them that the one who without sin, the first one, whoever is without
cast
sin,
the
cast
stone.
The first stone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah
and
so,
he, she looked around, where are your accusers? She said, I have none. He said, go and sin no more. So what I'm trying
mm-hmm.
to say is that, Brother Eric, that as brothers and sisters, we're going to find somebody who did something wrong. And like
yeah.
we have always said on the show, Brother Witt gave us some good morsels there. He said, never look down on no one unless you're trying to help them up. And here
yeah.
he says, brothers, if you find someone who's caught in a sin, you who are spiritual should restore him gently. You know, not with no nasty attitude. They already feeling bad. They don't need you to
yeah,
come in and
yeah.
say, yeah, you're dirt, you're filth, you're nothing. Look at you. You're just you got to use words. You're acting like a whore or whatever they may be.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
can't do that to people. You know, they're human beings. They have feelings
yeah.
and emotions. You wouldn't want to be treated like that. So do unto others
yeah.
as you'd have them do unto you. It says, but watch out. To watch yourself,
yeah.
or you also may be tempted. Carry each
yeah.
other's burden. In this way, you will fulfill the law of Christ, which is love. Brother Eric, I got a question for you. Are we our brother's keeper?
Yes, sir. We are our brother's keeper.
Well, the Bible, it says to carry each other's burden, to help each other. And that's what we're trying to do, man. And it sounds like me and Brother Eric are watering down the game, but when you talk about God's word, it's the only sure step you can take in this life.
That's
you
it.
Can lean
that's
on
it.
A whole lot of things. You can't, the weatherman get paid, and he makes mistakes all the time. Oh, it's going to rain and it don't. It's going to snow and it don't. There's a storm coming, it doesn't. So what I'm saying is, in this, you want to have a sure step in life, trust God's word, lean on his word, study his word, and ask God for understanding of his word. So
yes.
we got to do what we got to do, fulfill the law of Christ. If anyone thinks he is something, we got a lot of people got puffed up attitudes, Brother Eric.
Yes.
And the Bible
yes.
says, if you think that he is something when
mm-hmm.
he is absolutely nothing, that's what it says. He is nothing.
Mm-hmm.
He deceives himself. So don't get yourself puffed up and your head all swole like you something. You can't do nothing
right.
without God. You can't
nothing.
Take another breath without God.
Just,
you can't take another
yeah.
step without God. You lose your
yeah.
job. So many people put all their heart and their soul into their job and then lose the job, and then they turn around and lose their life. You know, you got to trust in God, trust in His
all
word.
The way.
That's right. Jesus gave His life that we may have life and have it more abundantly, Brother Eric.
Yeah, I like that.
You know, don't deceive yourself. Don't deceive yourself. Each one should test his own action. Hey, Brother Eric, sometimes we walk around, hey, Brother Eric, what's up, my brother? And you got an alternative motive, and you're stabbing me in my back. Ain't that something?
Right.
You come over there, and you say, hey, Brother Eric, how you doing, my friend? And you're looking at my wife like that. What's going on with that? Brother Eric, you're trying to see what kind of house I got, what kind of car I'm driving. You know, all these things like that, Brother Eric. We got to test our own action, because if you don't test your action, God's going to test them. I promise
that's
you
it.
Will. And so we can't deceive it. And then it says, then he can take pride in himself without comparing himself to someone else. I'm better than Brother Eric. You see what the Bible said, that the Pharisees were out in the middle of the street. They were praying, and then they turned around and said, well, I'm not like these sinners. You know, I'm not like Brother Tim. Look at him.
Look at him.
I'm not like
him.
Yes,
Lord.
You know.
Yes, Lord.
So we have to test our actions and take pride that we don't compare ourselves. If we're going to compare ourselves to anything, we compare ourselves to Christ, and we'll find ourselves falling very, very, very short. Because the Bible says we're like filthy rags. There's not one of us that are worthy. We all have sinned and fallen short. So, how can you compare and look down on your brother because all of a sudden now you got a job and he don't?
All right.
Come on, man. You can get that brother, help get that brother a job. You know, that's what we used to do. I remember my neighbors and them used to come over and borrow eggs or borrow some soap powder, borrow some baking soda and stuff like that. Now we don't care about nobody. We step over people and keep on going, Brother Eric.
Yes,
all about me, myself, and I. So then that's what we have to look. Don't deceive yourself. Then I'm going to move right on down here. It says, verse 7 says, do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows.
Yes.
So what you going to tell me about that, Brother Eric? It sounds like nothing you do.
No.
God knows everything. He sees all. And he's going to be the ultimate judge, and he's going to pay you for all the reckless words, all the reckless deeds, all that you do. he's going to be the one that's going to ultimately judge you. So don't be fooled. God knows everything. He sees all. And he said, you cannot be mocked. You can't make a fool out of God. You must be out of your mind.
Okay.
A man reaps what he sows. Oh, yeah.
Yes,
and the one who sows to please his sinful nature, from that nature, he will reap destruction. That's what it says. That's what the Bible says. The one who sows to please the Spirit of God, Brother Eric, from that Spirit will reap eternal life. Oh, my goodness.
Sir.
So that's a promise. I like that promise, Brother Eric. If
yes,
I do good, I live my life right, according to God's standard, then when I live right, I can die right, and I don't have to worry about nothing. I know where my soul is going, Brother Eric. My.
Yes, Lord.
It says, let us not become weary in doing good. And God says, don't get all bent out of shape about it. I'm going to pay, and all that you do for Christ is the only thing that's going to last. And if you do what I ask you to do, Brother Eric, he said he will, and it will pay off after a while. My. And then it says, for at the proper time, we will reap our harvest. That's a promise, Brother Eric. If we do not give up, if we just stick it out with God, hold on to his unchanging hand, and allow him to use us and continue to guide us in our life. He said, as long as you don't give up, you're going to reap a harvest. He didn't say you're going to have a little bit, Brother Eric. He said a complete harvest. Ooh, yes, sir. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people. See, we got a responsibility to do all people good, man.
Despite
sometimes people, despite They despitefully use you, Brother Eric.
Yeah.
They want to spit in your face. They want to talk about you, treat you bad. But he said, do good to all people.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. They'll do it, especially those who belong to the family of believers. And we all over here, Brother Eric, believe and trust in God. And if you haven't, there's a way to do it, Brother Eric. He said, just go to Romans, get your Bible and go to Romans, and go to, and find Romans 10, and go to verse 9 and 10. Do exactly what it tells you to do, and you will reap that harvest. Because, Brother Eric, let me ask you, they'll tell you this. If I ask you, Brother Eric, for some tomato soup, I'm down and out. Would you give me some tomato soup? And you say, okay, and then you start putting celery in it and carrots in it. You didn't follow the recipe, Brother Eric. I don't have tomato soup. No, I got vegetable soup now.
Yes, sir.
So we need to do what God tells us to do so that we can reap the harvest. We can have eternal life, do good to all those people. And it said to all people, and, you know, show
all
love to people. And, Brother Eric, I heard you say something today. It ain't no harm in just going up telling a brother. And it ain't like you're trying to be this alternate lifestyle. You're just telling a brother, hey, man, I love you, man. And I respect you as a man. I respect you as a father. I expect you as one of my brothers, man. And I want to see you do good. I ain't trying to hate on you, man. I'm just telling you I love you. I got love in my heart. I don't want to kill you. I want to love you, man. You're my brother, man. It ain't got nothing to do with this alternate lifestyle. I'm just telling you, man, I love you, man. You're good. And when we got love for each other, that means that we don't want to do each other harm, man. And we want to be able to race and have a good time and love each other, man. We get to the track, and we have food. We eat together. We talk and have a good time. We get on these cell phones and act a fool, you know. But that ain't what it's all about. That ain't what it's all about. Let's continue to love each other, Brother Eric. Just do what God's word says, and I think we'll get along much, much better.
That's it. I like this.
I just wanted to tell you a little bit about God's word today, and I hope brothers, something got that's been said, and I hope that a prayer or something or a song touched somebody's heart. And I'm telling you, as a living witness, I know God will change you. I know because I've been changed.
Yeah, we have.
Brother Eric, back in your hand.
We want to thank Brother Tim for giving us that word of encouragement. Thank God for there's still hope, you know. And I'm glad that you brought that about the fault, you know. And I love that part because, you know, we're supposed to help one another, man. Even though you see them slipping, you know, it ain't to put them down, it's to lift them up. And I thank you for that, Brother Tim. Let's whisper a prayer, man, and we ask God's blessing. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come humble before the throne of grace, Lord. Lord, we come with a bow down here, but a lift up heart, Lord, knowing that, Father God, that you know what's in our heart, Lord. But, Lord, if it's anything in our heart or our mind, our soul, not pleasing to you, Lord, we ask you to remove it in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, we ask you, Father God, to bless everyone by the sound of our voice, Lord, that the word they heard, Lord, that it penetrates in their heart, Lord. Lord, they just might want to just change their mind of thinking, Lord. I just want to get closer to you. Lord, I just want to repent of their ways, Lord. Or maybe they might be teaching the word, Lord, real strict, Lord. And you show them where we have to be loving, Lord. We do it with meekness, Lord. So, Lord, touch us, Lord, so we can be able to help one another, Lord. Lord, we thank you for Tracy, Lord, for every endeavor he had to do, even though his coming race, Lord. We ask you to make way for it, Lord, that he be prospered in the name of Jesus, Lord. Bless this show, Lord, that it go forth in kingdom building, Lord. This we pray always in Jesus' name, Lord. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
Yes, sir. I know.
Yeah.
Brother D, Brother Tim, Brother Eric for coming on and sharing the word with us. Believe it or not, we all need it. If you think you don't, keep living.
Keep living.
Quite sure you're going to experience something, somehow,
yes,
and you're going to call on somebody.
Yellow.
So with that being for it, we appreciate it, brother. Appreciate what y'all do. And we're going to
yes,
move
Lord.
On and transition to the next part of the show and
yes,
see
Lord.
Where it takes us tonight. Okay, since we had to come back on, if there's anybody on here that might have missed it, that have an upcoming event or something, and they want to say it, push the one button. I'll give you a chance to talk about it. As y'all might know, again, I tell you, the Atomic Dog Shootout will be going down in Alamo City Motorplex in San Antonio. So we'll be going doing that. I'm looking for guys, anybody with small street style cars, you want to bring some action, do some acting, get with me, and we'll come up with something. Also looking for a big tie, full car shootout to try to see what we can do, bring some action, and hopefully people come out and support what's going on this way down in San Antonio. And we try to support each other at these tracks around here in the state of Texas as best we can. So, hey, hope guys try to come and support the people that try to support you. So, hey, always been a voice for the racing and try to support the best way I can. So I'm asking you guys to come out and try to support, to try to make each one of the races a successful event. Now, with that being said, I did have a topic I want to talk about, but I got a hand up. Before we get to the topic, let me see what it says and what you got to say.
66512.
512012. I see your hands up. What is it?
I'm doing something, Joe.
You do? Okay, I see you got your hand up. So mute your mic.
No,
if you want to
it did it by itself.
All right, well, mute your mic.
Yeah.
Mute your mic, and if something come up and you want to talk, just unmute yourself. Just mute your mic. And remember, if your phone rings and you click over, when you click back over, you got to mute your mic again because it's going to take you off mute if you swap over to talk to somebody else and then come back. So if you come back, automatically mute your mic again. So go on and mute your mic. You might going to be able to go on and mute your mic. Or if I mute it and you want to say something, I won't know that you want to say something unless you take your hand down and then put it back up, and then I'll see it. So with that said, man, I'm going to just talk about a little bit about the topic because I hear time and time again, it don't go away. You hear people still use it. You don't sit like me. Man, I don't know where that term come from, but you hear it. You still hearing it. You don't sit like me. From my understanding, and I've been around a long time, not many of these cars sit completely alike anyway. I'm going to ask y'all, is that a true or false statement? That sit like me, not many of these cars sit exactly alike anyway, so nobody really sit like nobody. Now, how many people feel like that's a true or false statement? Push the one button and help me out. If you believe that's a true or false statement,
that's true.
You know, about to sit like me. Who actually sits just like somebody? You know, they all got something different. If you was to go over them, they all have something different. But guys keep saying it, to try to stop a race. And the guy say he's trying to make a race. But I don't know. I don't believe that to be accurate. I just believe a guy be doing some form of ducking. Well, I guarantee you, I done seen it, and a lot of you guys done seen it. A lot of these guys that you feel like don't sit like me, got a small car or whatever, man, I think that some of these guys will take a big block Willie Bar car can be a tube chassis car, and some of these small block, small tire cars that run circles around some of them. So I don't know. What does it take to make a race, and how do you feel about it, and why do you think people constantly still trying to use that, still trying to use it? Somebody help me out, man, coming here and give me your opinion about what do you think about that, and why people still today trying to use that. Boy, I remember back in the day, and I'm talking about way back. I'm going to go all the way back to the early 80s. Anytime we went to the track, we didn't have no internet. We didn't know nothing. We just looked at a car or we talked to somebody and we just think we going to do it. We get it on. We run with the wrong or whatever. I remember years ago, and I'm going back a long way. I used to go to Dallas, Texas, and guys, we'd be out there. I remember one time be out there at a Yellow Belly on a Sunday, way back in the 80s, and the track be so full. Then when that's over with, we went on the street. I ended up running a guy out there on the street. He had a Vega with nitrous on it. He thought I had nitrous on my Camaro, but I didn't. But we went, some of you guys know, right after up in Yellow Belly used to be a movie theater up there, we ran down the street. And we told that big
that.
Car car was back in the day. So,
I remember that.
Hey, did we actually say like, no, he didn't know what I had. He told me take the nitrous off and he'll try me. I saw him make a pass at Yellow Belly. He didn't know. I told him, yeah, okay. I didn't even have nitrous on it, but I felt like I could beat him anyway. And that's what happened. So, man, where is all this coming from? Why are people still using it? Everybody don't have the same thing. But somebody help me out, but I see Batman here. I'm going to go down here and open his hand and see what he got to say. Where is this sitting like me? Why is it? Look at a car. Thank you, Wayne. Get up there. 214-440-05. Batman, you open.
What up, Dre?
What's that?
Okay. Oh, here, man. Not much. Over messages on a rag-ass car, man. Hey, check this out, man. A lot of that stuff, that terminology you're talking about, sit like me, man. Man, you know, to me, that's just an excuse, you know, for a person I really want to raise, man, because the thing is this. We all know technology has changed, you know. Back then when we were racing, when I know you're talking about, that's over there by the Ice House when they used to have the U8 over there, the theater, the drive-in, man. I remember that race right there, Trace. I was down there when you racing. But, man, a lot of guys, man, it's just an excuse, man, for a lot of people that really don't want to race, you know. You got the biggest deal about this whole stuff, everybody want to holler they got a street car. You know, man, I don't know where that come from. Because to me, you know, when we were racing back in the day, every time you pulled in, it was a race car. It was never considered as a street car, you know. And I think that it took the terminology from you don't sit like me has something to do with a street car setup too, you know. Like I said, back in the day, it wasn't a bunch of turbo cars back in the day. A lot of these guys with turbos, they all that. Some of these guys with street cars with these big turbos, with these big 90 mil, 100 mil turbo on their car, say they got a street car, but they got the power of a big block that's made of a big block of a 500 inches or better, you know. But they say it's a street car. The terminology comes from, like I tell people all the time, when you put somebody on the side of them, equivalent just as fast as they is, you know, then they want to go holler, you don't sit like me. But the biggest deal about this whole situation right now is that I tell people all the time, I put it on the board, matter of fact, I put it on Facebook. ET is ET. I never seen that scoreboard say what kind of car that came by there and ran that ET. Have you ever seen that, Tracy? You ever seen that on any scoreboard?
What's that? Say it again.
Have you ever seen a scoreboard say what kind of car that ran that ET and what size motor, how big, was it a street car or was it a race car? Have you ever seen that on that board?
No, come on, my understanding, you don't race cars. You race whatever you think the ET is.
Exactly. So I tell these guys all the time, man. I tell these guys all the time, ET is ET. I don't care how you get it. If you get it with a turbo, if you get it with a nitrous, if you get it with a big cubic inch, small block, big block, ET is ET, man. And I think what we need to do as racers is go back to running ET instead of word by word. A person got on the other side. If you feel like you can get with that person, man, get with that person, man. You know, that shit like me is another excuse for a person not to race. Do you agree or disagree, Tracy?
Yeah, I think he was using not to race.
You know, and the thing, and the crazy thing about it, though, like I said, you got so many different combinations of cars now. You know, you got, you know, this small block, big block versus type of deal. I got a small block, you got a big block. But a lot of these guys ain't hollering. Man, you got a small block over there, but you're sitting over there at 1,500, 1,600 pounds with a small block, where this guy's sitting over here at 3,200 pounds with the big block. So you tell me, what is the difference? Tracy, can you tell me the difference on that?
The small block and big block?
Yeah, when a person with a small block sitting over there with a 472 inches small block sitting at 1,500 pounds versus a big block with a 565 at 3,200 pounds, what is the difference? You tell me.
Shit, I like that 1,600 pounds.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
To me, them cars ought to be able to race each other.
But exactly, and that's why I had put on Facebook. I tell these guys all the time, you know, y'all all about these small blocks, but y'all sitting over here 1,600 pounds, but you want this big block to give you a move and all kind of crazy stuff. Man, that's ridiculous, man. If anybody know anything about racing, as long as I've been in the racing trade, I know they ain't going to get that off with you because they ain't going to get it off with me. You know what I'm saying? But if anybody know, weight makes a big difference in racing that we do at this time and age. I don't care what nobody says. It has a lot to do with it. It doesn't take a whole lot to move nothing when it don't weigh anything. It takes a lot to move a lot when you over there sitting over there at 3,000 pounds or better. And that's why I tell these guys all the time, that's that shit like me. Man, it don't matter if it's big car, small car, that don't even matter no more, man. Because you got guys with small blocks, with light cars, they over at 60 foot 110, 109, 108. Why these big blocks at 3,200 pounds is 60 foot 115, 116, 117 because of the weight. See, this is what I tell people all the time. Man, stop worrying about who sit like you and worry about your ET. If you can get there, you get there. To me, it's very impressive when you see a small block can run with a big block and get up there and say, hey, man, let's just try this because I feel like I can get with you. I think my ET is faster than yours, so let's get up there and try it. There's very few people around here that's actually really doing that. And the sad thing about it, though, is like I tell people right now, you got these small blocks, these big cubic inch small blocks, they got heads like big blocks on them. And they hanging on the block like big blocks, you know, and they sitting light over there. You know, my deal is this here. Hey, man, what did you build this car for? Did you build this car to find somebody who sit like you, or did you build this car to run as fast as you can with an ET? Which one is it? You got to make up your mind what you want to do. Either you're going to race ET, or you're going to try to find somebody who sit like you. Try to find somebody who sit like you, good luck, sir, because it's not going to happen. So you guys out there, like I tell you once again, that shit like me is another excuse for a guy not want to race or somebody who that came up to him and he feel like he put it close to where he at, so he gonna tell him to sit like you to get him off it, get him off of him. That sound better, don't it, Trey? Don't that sound a little bit better?
Oh yeah, I mean they gonna constantly use that. They gonna constantly use some of them guys use it to try to be deception, but you know. I don't know, man. It can be more races. It can be more races than what it be. If some of these guys, you know, some of these guys try to run better than what they think. You know what I mean? And some of them don't. Some of them don't race because they
and
feel like
you know
what?
Like I can tell you this. Reason why I can say this because I have ran up to guys, and this is on the real. My car is a bad ass car. It's a big block car. It's not quite as fast as some of these small block cars. But they'll run me all day long, back half everything. But when you put something equivalent to them as a back half, the same way I sit, oh, well, they got to sit like me. I can tell you one guy so say that so much, and I'm call him out. I got to call him out. That's the Greek out of Houston. Man, I promise you, that's all that come out of his mouth. to run some guys with some nitrous cars that don't have no seats in it. Now, I don't understand that. Now, let me tell you something, Creed. I've seen your car run many times before. You're equivalent running some of these up faster guys, but as soon as we put somebody on you, that's equivalent to run to you. That's favorable. But what's that word you just said, Tracy, come out their mouth?
All right.
What's that favorite word you said that come out their mouth?
You
sit like
me.
You don't sit like me. That's his new name. That's the Greek new name in Houston. You don't sit like me. But I'm letting somebody else talk. That is my opinion about it.
Okay, I got another hand on. See what you got to say. Hold on, let me open this mic up. You got a comment on that. Somebody push one button. I want to hear what you got to say. I got a couple of hands up on that topic. Let me see. We got 832-3828. Is that... Rambo, is that Rambo?
Yep. I'm coming on the show.
Hold on.
Here I go.
713-788. Who is this?
Here I go.
Who is this?
This is a Greek, man.
Who is this?
Here I go,
oh.
Batman.
Okay,
Greek.
Okay, Greek. Hey, hold on, Greek. I got another mic open. Hold on. 214-7201. 214-7201. Who is this?
It's Lorenzo.
Okay, Lorenzo on here. Okay, so Rambo, you go in Greek and get you Lorenzo. Go ahead, Rambo.
All right.
Well, you know, when I pushed the button, he was already talking about that when I pushed the button. To me, sitting like me, I don't know the word. Sit on side of me, let's do this. And like he says, the brother, whoever he say, do that. But they all do that. And I guarantee you, I'm going to prove a point to you. Because when I come to the track, they're going to be talking about no. So a Batman says, you know, I mean, what Batman car? Back half car? I got a back half car. I run them with whatever. And I guarantee you, if I bring it to the track, he's not going to run me because I'm not sitting like him.
No, so Rambo, I'm going to tell you one thing. Rambo, let me tell you one thing I ain't never done. I ain't never told nobody to sit like me. If I tell
no,
you
I'm
I can't
saying,
get that, if
is,
I can't.
Saying, what is, I'm not saying that you said it. I'm saying that when a person do come to you with the same type of car, a little bit more motor, is you still?
Batman, did I tell you to sit like me?
Who is that?
Did I tell you to sit like me, Batman?
Who is that?
It's a Greek, man.
Who's talking? No,
the
listen.
Greek.
No, well, listen, hold
did
on.
You
did?
Like
listen,
me.
Listen.
When did
no,
I tell
no.
you to sit like me?
Hold on, Greek. You did
tell
not
me
tell
me.
Me.
You
listen.
Like me.
No, listen. Hold on. You
no,
did
no,
not tell
listen.
Me. Hold on.
I'm trying
you
to
didn't tell me to sit like you.
I'm not
well,
trying
I
to
tell you. I said Greek. I said Greek. Greek, let me tell you something. I'm gonna tell you this right now. Whenever you bring your butt back down to XRP, just get your butt to the other side. Cause see, I'm really sick of you talking. So get to the other side. Don't ask me about my tires, my wheelie bars, none of that.
I didn't
just
say
get to the other side.
I didn't
grab
say
your way. Grab your way. Hey, Greek. Hold on. But you, let me ask something. Didn't I tell you? I said my car. I read. I said, but I got these other cars. I got the other car I want to run you. First thing you say, they don't sit like me. Now, did you not say that?
I didn't say I wanted to run them. I said I want to run you.
No, no. But what I told you, you said you looking for a race. I said, I got you a race right here. And what did you tell me? He don't sit like me. You didn't tell me that?
Well,
no,
I
didn't tell you that.
I
told you that's a race car.
They pissing me off. Now I'm in a race.
I told you, and you keep telling me I'm gonna get you fucked up today. I'm gonna fuck you up today. Somebody'll fuck you up today. I said, all right, let's try it. Let's do it.
But what the first thing you said when I saw
you
point that car? I point that car. You want to say he don't sit like me?
I tell you what. I'm gonna come down there on Sunday, and we'll see what's what. How about that?
Well, come down on Sunday. I'm going to get you a glide. nobody believe that.
I'm just going to come down there just to cruise. Just to cruise up there. I'm not even going to lock in with nobody to come up there. I'm going to show you
what?
That
so,
I'm racist.
Well, so,
okay?
So, hold on. So you telling me? Hold on. So what you telling me? Hold on. You telling me when you get down here, when you get down here, A-B, you get down here, the car pulled to you with that same size tire, everything. You ain't going to tell me he don't sit like you, right?
When I get down there, I'm telling you, I'm down there to race. I'm not down there
okay,
to
well, look, well, look,
I'm not
well,
down
look,
there to
I got a car, listen.
I'm
well,
not
look,
super,
I got a car. Listen. My car won't be out there. I'm going to tell you right now because I got a problem with car right now. But listen, I got my three cars. I got one of them that I drive. Then you just come on in the gate, and I'm going to oblige you with it.
What's that round on your truck?
Which ones are those?
In your box.
You can tell me which ones are anyway.
I don't want you to say you don't sit like me. I don't want you to say I can't get there. That's what I prefer you to say.
Okay. You got my word. If I don't think I got enough, I'm gonna tell you, man. I don't think I can get there. Is that
okay,
cool?
Look, I got two other cars that would be sitting over here waiting on for you. And out of those three, you just tell me which one you want. I'm gonna, it's like 31 flavors up here, baby. I'm going to give you any flavor that you like, man.
What cars are you talking about, man? Come on. Let me tell you something.
It's two Mustangs and one Camaro that will be there.
Two Mustangs and one Camaro. Okay.
Yeah. So you have your choice.
Okay.
And don't hide about no seats and none of that. I don't want to hear none of that, Greek. I don't want to hear none of that from me. You're gonna turn us away.
That's
the deal.
That.
Okay.
That's the deal. I'm coming
so,
up there Sunday.
Say it, but don't
tell them to be ready.
Hey, okay, but don't holler about. You don't sit like me now. I don't want to hear that no more. Okay.
That's fine. If I can't,
okay.
If I can do it, I'm gonna tell you, man, I can't do it, and then we'll all just
okay.
have fun.
Well, that's what I prefer, man. Cause I know you prefer to holler. You don't sit like me.
Well, you don't sit like me, but I still want to race.
I know. Listen, let me ask you a question. What's the difference? What's the difference between my car, a bad ass car, and another bad ass car? What's the difference?
Weight and motor.
No, you don't race me. Hold on, wait. You don't race me, but you won't run his other bad ass car.
Man, I'll run anybody. I don't care. I'm telling you, I race. Okay, I don't cry. I don't cry about. If we're gonna race, we're gonna race. Anybody can win.
When you come on down here. Come on down here, and I'm gonna teach you what you're looking for.
All right, that's the deal.
Hold on, I'm so glad y'all brought that topic up. So you telling me whatever I bring to Dallas, they say back half. And they ain't gonna be worried about no calling about what side mode in the car. So, Batman, you saying that y'all gonna race me?
Rambo, I told you, whatever you bring down here, I got you covered. Don't ask about who car it is, where it come from, how it's done. Listen, man.
I'm going to prove a point to you because I'm going to do this to y'all. I'm going to break y'all down, man. But listen, saying the only person I told y'all I didn't want to race last week is who? That dude that owned that track. I'm not, that's Jeff Nasser type shit. But other than that, besides the guy on that track y'all with, anybody under him, I'm going to fuck him up. I mean, I'm going to, man, there
you go. Hey, Rambo, look. It's 31 flavors down here, man. And it ain't got to be quiet. It ain't got to be
the owner. It's 42, and I'm the one, and I guarantee you, your 30, I'm going to take out by myself because I'm not killing 30. 29 going to go home.
Rambo, listen, I promise you. Rambo, listen. I got a guy right there sitting back waiting for you. Listen. Hey, Rambo, I got a guy. Listen.
I got a $1,000.
Hey, Rambo, listen. Listen, Rambo, listen to me for real. Real talk.
I'm listening to you for real, man.
Listen. I got a guy right now that's a nicest car. Is waiting on for whatever you bring. For real.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So I ain't got like no money with you. You give me a word. You got a backhand word. Well, I don't know. It don't matter to me. So you tell
me
right
you
now.
You said don't matter, right? You said it don't matter.
Only one I can't raise the one on the track. I know you got some problem with shit right now. I get
it. It ain't that, dude.
Okay.
I promise you. Rambo, listen. Bring your ass, and I'm going to show you something.
I got one part that I broke, but everything is brand new. One part broke. Other than that, give me less than a month. I'm going to be at Dennis. I'm going to take anybody
God
who
damn,
has a time,
got
gain it. Whatever.
Can't be soon
whatever
that Rambo.
Gain whatever.
Less than a month. We got to wait a little longer now.
Less than a month. It might be 2 weeks. It might be 3 weeks. From today.
Okay, we can wait this long. We can wait less than a month then. We can wait this long. We can wait less than a month.
I might get lucky
to
be next week. I don't know. I don't want
hey, Rambo. Hey, Rambo. Hey, Rambo. I like your carriage. Just bring your ass, though. That's all that happens.
So you see, you like my courage, like I'm some, like I'm friendly or something, like you. Like you got to believe. I don't want you to believe. I'm coming to. There's a boxing match. I don't need you. Don't want nothing out of you, bitch. I don't want nothing out of you. I don't want shit from down. Anything got to do with it, I don't even want it.
Yeah,
I'm saying.
Hey,
I'm going to do a bring on one of y'all daddy's caps.
Rambo, I can tell you this right now. It's my phone calls just laying around here just waiting on for you, Rambo. For real.
I'm glad they're laying around. They better get that.
But we can wait a little longer, Dre, if you're coming.
It's going to go down.
Yes.
Well,
my phone calls, man.
We can wait less than a month.
My boy just said y'all going to try to put a turbo on me. I don't give a damn about no butter for the turbo.
This is a nice car.
I
don't
know.
I won't be a Rambo comes, right?
I don't give a fuck what it is. Your ass going down. I don't care what it is. You just say we can't pick. You say we can't be picking. I told them cars I don't want to mess with. The one that.
Hey, Rambo.
Name is. Yeah. I ain't ready to run no car.
That's fine.
Hey,
Rambo. I'm telling you, it's a nice car.
Listen, man. Somewhere down, I'm picking y'all down, man, in one weekend, bro. One weekend.
Hey, man. Hey, Rambo.
I want to say one more time. Listen, man. I thought y'all had your two baddest cars. If I don't race them, I'm going to give y'all 500 piece for not racing you.
Hey, Rambo, listen.
How tall are you, Rambo?
How tall are you? I said, how tall are you?
Oh, you want to use my height? 6'6".
Yeah, hold on, how tall are you here?
I'm 6'6 with a six-pack and bow-legged.
Okay, I need to make a box so I can see you back.
I tell you what. If y'all beat me, I'm going to walk back. Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
I need to make a box so I can see you back the right way, baby.
No, I don't want you to see me back. Because if you beat me, I'm done. For another month, I'm going to come back. If y'all beat me, if I can't beat y'all, there's no need for me to go no further. Why would I go way up the way and I'm calling that I can't beat y'all? Y'all done. You get your best cars, I'm coming. You get two of your best cars, and man, come on. And if I don't beat them fools, man, I'm going to help you with your car. Yeah.
Hey, listen.
I'm
going to
help you with your car.
Hey, we're waiting on you, baby.
You ain't going to wait long.
The
only reason I've been talking shit the last month or two, I know I was close, but I broke something. But guess what? It's done. Less than a month, y'all ass dad is going down Fort Worth, wherever they are. He knows I call Fort Worth. He already know who I'm talking about when I say Fort Worth. You know, I ain't talking no man.
Hey,
he'll come, dude. Yeah, he know what I'm talking about when I say Fort Worth. I'm from Fort Worth.
Hey,
man,
look.
I'm from Fort Worth, too.
Rambo, listen, man.
Yeah.
Let me know when you're coming so I can make this case for you.
Guess what? I'm really trying to lose weight because I need all my energy to jump up and down at y'all track and make y'all commit suicide. I can't be fat. I want to have all my. You got to see, I'm losing weight right now because of this race car. Because of these race cars.
Hey,
I'm losing weight.
Listen, one thing I want you to do, you're going to be constipated. We got nice clean rooms down here for you, too.
Goddamn, as long as you have a good bathroom. I don't use them on nasty bathrooms.
Yeah, we got nice bathrooms down here. You're going to be constipated.
Nigga, Bob, you beat me and knock the shit out of me, I'm going to respect you. I'm going to give you 300. $100. I'm gonna give you $200 for hooking it up. Man, you hook somebody else bad or something. You beat me, man. You beat me in my own game, my new game. My new game, I'm gonna conquer this shit, man. I'm telling you, man, I got too much powerful shit right now, bro. Don't make me come down there early. I got too much powerful shit, man. I'm not even worried about it. I like your track. I like your four-mile track. I love y'all track, and I got plenty of stop room because I'm going to need it. I'm going to need my stop room. Yeah.
Hey, we're going to be waiting on for you, brother.
No, you ain't
going to be waiting. We're going to need a light on for you.
You ain't going to be waiting long.
We're going to need a light on for you, brother.
Hey, Batman, y'all let that shit alone. That's enough of that bullshit.
When you want to talk about y'all stuff, y'all talk about it. And I think that, you know, y'all my boy, y'all from Houston, but I don't want to tell me what my we being no bullshit.
Man.
I'm going to tear his ass up. His ass go. I'm going to give you $100 to beat out. Yeah, you say I owe you $100? I'm going to give you $200.
Hey, Rambo. Come on, man. I'm telling
you,
damn
bad. You ever heard of wind tunnels? Y'all ain't even use that no more. Y'all ain't even use wind tunnels no more. Y'all behind time. I know how much pressure my car gonna take before it get to the track. I do crazy shit with money, man. And I guarantee you, if anybody in Dallas beat me, man, I'm through that day. I'm gonna leave on my tail truck, and I'll be back in the next 2 or 3 weeks a month. I'm gonna be right back. But if he tucked my tail, he might be a bad motherfucker to make me tuck my tail.
Oh, you're a bad motherfucker.
You make me tuck my tail, I'm gonna get on the radio and tell you, but you're a bad man. You made Rambo.
Hey, you're a bad motherfucker. I ain't lying to you.
Okay. I'm not lying to you. You won't see. You're gonna lie to me. You know when you're gonna lie
to me. Hey, you're a bad motherfucker. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Shit, you ain't seen bad. I'm the one, when Alley Cat started, who do you think was with Alley Cat? One carburetor mousing the whole track, the whole street. Me and Sam going every block and people begging. I'm giving people 10 cars and carrying and Alley Cat. Now, Rambo, we can't do it. Now, do it. My money. I'm the one making Alley Cat and them do crazy shit on these streets, man.
Rambo, I'm making sure he knocked her out there, Rambo.
We didn't have a trans brake with our first car. We were running y'all on foot brake when everybody else using trans brake. Come on, man. Y'all ass in trouble, dog. I've been doing this. I got the best shit.
I like your carriage, dog. I like your carriage.
I got the best mechanics. I got the best tuners. I got the best motor builders. And I got the best can put my car together when I go through that wind tunnel like it's supposed to with the pressure against right bending the wings and shit. Yeah, nigga, it's gonna be down on y'all, man. Y'all going down. Y'all, that is going down. Fort Worth, I'm putting him in there because he know who I'm talking about when I say Fort Worth. He go down.
Well, we all together. Hey, we all together. Hey, listen, man, we all together. We all down.
And it's like you say, they say no hard feelings about this. I'm coming to take y'all down. I want to be a man of my word to my people here that when I go to Dallas, I'm going to take y'all down. It's no, y'all going to. Y'all not going to include me in no more racing after this one time. Y'all can say, no, don't bring Rambo.
Rambo, listen, man. We got enough to feed the motherfucking needy, man. You ain't going to lie to me. GFW got enough to feed anything y'all got down there, man. You know that.
Okay. Hey, man. Okay.
I'm not going to take the whole show for the day. I say what I have to say. I'm talking about less than a month. It might be quicker than that. I don't want to say next week, and it don't be next week after that. So I'm going to give it like 3 weeks.
Hey, Rambo, just make your appointment. Make your appointment. I'm going to get it filled. Make your appointment. I'm going to get it filled, fight.
You're going to show up at your track that weekend.
No, I need you to tell me ahead of time so I can get it ready for you.
Oh, can you show up? Yeah, okay. So what I need to give you a two-week notice. Okay, man. I'm telling you, man. I'm finna let the show go on. I've been on my car. I've been talking to my people. They said, Rambo, it's up to you. Do what you want to do. I gotta put an extra parachute on it, whatever I'm doing. I'm finna fly through y'all track, man. I finna let this car loose, man. Yeah. I don't want nobody in my burner. Listen, man. I'm telling you now. When I go and bring this car to that track, I don't want all the people in that burner behind me, man. Something burn them and burn them up or burn, get on them. They ain't gonna have nothing to do with me, man. I don't want to. When I grow
hey,
up,
Rambo,
I don't want nobody to
burn. I don't want you to do it, Rambo. Just make your appointment. I don't want you to make your appointment. I'm gonna get a feel for you, baby.
All right.
Make your appointment. Get a feel for you.
You put a tape up. The crime tape.
The
put the crime tape up behind me.
Yeah, I'm gonna get a feel for you, buddy.
Yeah. When y'all see me standing up in front of this car looking like Lil DJ with my arms crossed, you're going to say, that must be what Rambo talking about. Y'all ass going down, down to that.
I'm
going
to
get a chair,
buddy. I'm good. I didn't say that thing. We'll see you later. The show go on. I had to say what I had to say. I ain't going to do no more talking. Next time I ask for me, it'll be a little bit more bullshit, but I'm going to be ready to go. Nah.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
Rezo been waiting for a while.
Listen, man. If I come to that track and you don't find me no race, man, you owe me $1,000. That's fair.
Hey, man. Listen, I got you a race already, buddy.
You gonna give me $1,000 about if they don't race me?
Listen, Rambo. Listen, I'm not gonna play games. Let me know when you coming. Give me a week or two. Let me know when you coming so I can get you set up. Come and get you fucked up. I mean, you know.
Y'all have y'all fun, man. Because I'm gonna kill y'all spirit, man.
Rambo. Hold on, Lorenzo. Have something you wanna say, Lorenzo?
Yeah, I was just wanna talk about that. The stuff that you were talking about the race and everything. I think the biggest problem. It's about the outside of guessing times, the running back tells people, I'll just call running that and to get back to your owners. And they be way off on the number, scare the owners by racing. It's been several times, Tony and I race together, people come to me, man, y'all can't beat this car, run this number out. I just say, they got to prove it. And we whoop the car. Because I sit around on the sideline a lot of times, just listen to people, oh, man, this car run that car run that. I look at the car, I say to myself, the car can't be that fast. It don't run that fast. And a lot of people hear the numbers and get scared.
Yeah. You watching for yourself and judging for yourself. Don't always think somebody has a word. You look at it yourself.
I remember back in the days when racing that y'all was grudges back then. Y'all used to light the boys up and still grudge race.
Still them up and still race. Hey, look at them. Look at each other's time and it made no difference.
Yeah, like right. The boys up, y'all still get up there and run for money. I'm on the ghetto boy, just come up here and run Clarence. Every way, like the boys up and go right up there and run for a nice pot.
Yep.
Man, that's when people had nuts back in the day. Ain't no more nuts.
Yeah.
It's tight. All the nuts tight.
And that's my nuts, and they still smell nutty.
And that's
so
when you were talking about Tracy with Astro driving.
You everybody else got nuts, man. Man, they guilty, Joe. They cut your nuts out a long time ago, man.
Well, I'm not about to grow back real quick, man.
Hey, all right. Show me how far they grow back.
Hey, Tracy, that thing
you
come out was Astro Drive.
Oh,
hold up.
Yeah, you're right. It was Astro Drive. That's what it was, yeah.
Right
out
there. Good for race all through the night.
Drive in theater, something like that, wasn't it?
Yep, driving
in
we got the Rumble in the Jungle coming up. I don't know if anybody's spoken in the races, but I'm doing something different this time to try to get some more action going on around here in the DFW area, in which I'm going to do a last man standing call out. Grudge race. Basically, what it's gonna be? Everybody drawing cards. Everybody can get in it. Anybody can get in it, but the cards people don't think are fair can be voted out. All the cards is left in. Everybody draw a card. Whoever got a red card, stand to the right. Whoever got the black card, stand to the left. Man with the red card, get the call out the man to the right with the black card. He pick our man with the black card and call him out.
But you say
we
that can vote you out. What the stipulation on voting somebody out now? You know, you got to realize everybody motivated the same, they call it the same. So if I get in that show and they vote me out because they know they already, they in their mind, they think I'm too fast, how are they going to just legally vote me out?
if enough, it's not up to me. It's up to the race, because the race will feel like you get too much competition for them.
It needs to be up to you, because the race is going to be said.
No,
I'm
not. No.
They can say they don't want
the
Bubba now, because Bubba is too fast. You know, you would do that.
I'm going to tell you why I'm not doing it. I'm hosting the race. I'm putting the money on top of the race. I'm going to let the racers decide on who they feel is legitimate to run with them. I'm going to put money up there for them to race for. And each round, whoever they pull, they could grudge and bet money with each other.
Yeah. Because I know they're going to vote me out right off the top.
I mean, I don't know what you have, but I'm sure you come up here.
Exactly.
Get accommodated with no problem.
I mean, it's not you. It's that you giving the people that's in the race the rights to vote a person out that they think that's too fast for whatever they got going on in that day. That's going to be too easy for them to say, no, we better vote him out. We can't beat him, so we're going to go and vote him out. Come on. I'm just asking a question.
I understand what you're saying, but what I'm saying, we trying to make a show for the fans. There's enough guys around here that's racist.
I love the fans. That's all about it. The fiend.
And listen to what I'm saying. I understand what you're saying. If you there, you can call a man out at any time. You ain't got to be in the shootout to call a man out. You can build a problem, and you can call a man out and get it.
Right.
But see, this list is to build something to get racists to come and race. And they feel like they can run with these people. They're going to go and get them to run. And you put some money up there to get them something to run for.
Right. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, they got to come on with it, man.
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah,
I'm
like you said, I can always be there, just there, lonely, and call somebody out and see if they'll do it. But other than that, you're right. I understand that
the thing about now, racing, everybody, you know, what a fast car they come to take them. You got all the other guys, you know, that's not as fast. They won the race, but they don't want to call them in out because they feel like they're going to call them out. So just put them up there in a little class where they can run their own self, you know, and build a place where they feel comfortable racing in the class they with the cars they race.
Right. The cars they got, right.
There's a lot of guys, I heard, they won the race, but they just can't. And there's a lot of newcomers don't know how to stand the pressure of being called out.
Right.
So you just let them out there.
They want you to be sitting like them.
Yeah, so with this, sir, I don't care what size tie you on, you got willow balls, whatever. If the racers agree for you to run in it, they can run in it. I'm not saying nothing. I'm just putting the money up and standing back. And once they say, yeah, they ready, I'm going to start the shootout.
Okay, that's good deal then. That's good. Well,
and, you know, and also, you know, I'm doing this at the Rumble in the Jungle, which is going to be at Extreme Raceway, July 5th and 6th. And also, I'm doing a 28 shootout, run with your brun, class cars, and no time cars. Welcome. The boys will be a clocks off 28, 275 shootout. That's what it's going to be.
Hmm.
I'm going to do a $200 entry fee, put $1,500 on top of it.
Hmm. Well,
and that grudge, that last man sent the grudge shootout, it's free entry fee. I'm putting $1,000 on top of that.
Hmm.
Oh, you got to think about how often you come to the track and just make a pass for nothing.
Hmm. Well, like I say, you know, I said that to everybody downtown, you know, I mean, down there in D-Town, and you said what you said. I mean, that's wonderful and everything, but, you know, my topic was shutting D-Town. But, you know, I would like to, you know, I can be at your event, but, you know, I already know they're going to vote me out, but I, like you said, I can find another way.
If you can notify me or let me know what kind of car you come with, I can get you accommodated with no problem.
Okay.
Myself or Batman will get you accommodated with no problem.
Yeah, I got it. You're going to see.
Hey, man, look, I already got it talking. Look, I already got it talking made out for
that man got it.
I already got his coffee made out for him, Lorenzo.
Yeah. Okay, you going?
Yeah. Anytime he get ready, I'm gonna make my two phones out.
I'm gonna let y'all have the show up for the rest of the time to sit here and listen. But boy, I'm telling you, man, I have never talked this much. I have never been this happy to know that I got a chance to master what I've been wanting to master all my life.
I'm gonna tell you this right now.
I'm gonna be in the top three.
Rambo, I never mentioned before, but I do got a pro mod on standby that's ready to lock in for a grudge race.
Let me ask you one question. When you holler about pro mod, you tell me what's your distinguishing, what's your description for a pro mod? Because I know what a pro mod is. Trust me, I do. But I'm asking, what's your definition of pro mod?
Pro mod is ain't that like, well, you know, by me being like I am, pro mod is like Jeff Nozzle, the owner of your track down there.
Let me ask you a question. Now, if I get that tape measure on you, would you be considered as a pro mod?
If you get the what?
If I get that tape measure on you, would you be considered as a pro mod?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, when you get down here, I'm gonna bring that tape measure with me to the track, and we're gonna find out if you're a pro mod.
And I ain't going by no measurements now. I'm 6'6". Hell, shit, you ain't gonna be nothing short.
Well, no, I just said when you get down here, I'm gonna put that tape measure on you, and we'll find out if you're a pro mod. If you fall into a pro mod category, what's wrong with you running the pro mod?
I ain't running no pro mod. You want me to pimp my ass? See, I'm almost pimp my ass talking to you. My ass said keep talking to you.
Hold on, you just told me that you didn't care what it was all that was gaining there. That's what you told me.
No, I'm just hitting on your leg. You know what the hell me you know what me and you got going on when I said I'm
okay.
Race.
Okay, well listen. You told me you didn't care what it was.
It's a pro mod from Dallas and it's in like an hour group. I ain't talking about the dude on the track.
Hey man, listen. All I wanna do is bring that tape measure with me when you come down here. That's all I wanna do.
I don't worry about nothing.
Let me get that tape measure.
I can tell you how tall I am. I'm 6'6".
No. You know what I'm talking about. I don't want to get that tape measure.
Yeah. You ain't getting that close to the car. I don't want nobody to kill you. Yeah. You want to know?
Yeah. I didn't want to see if I get that tape measure.
Well, you can take the motherfucking bull.
Why don't you get up there and climb with your car, Byron?
What'd you say?
Hey, say, Batman, I got a little Camaro I run you with head up.
Listen,
Batman, I'm going to tell you this one thing. I'm going to try to show. I got a Camaro. The motor's out the car. I'm going to take a picture tomorrow and see your car without the motor in it, and I'll unlock the money for you 3 weeks after that. After tomorrow. Me and you head up.
Listen. All I always say this. I told you. I'll have number one carburetor. If it's a one carburetor car, I'll run it.
We're not picking cars now. It's a back half car now.
No, I just don't listen. I didn't care about what car it is. I just said it was a one carburetor car.
Hey, hold on, Batman. Take your own advice. You tell if a motherfucker. That sound like some shit like me, shit like he's scared to Ray. You had about one motherfucking car right there.
What was he saying that for?
But look, this is what I'm trying to tell you. I just told you, I don't have a problem telling nobody I can't get with the head up. But like I tell the girls, I can't see them head up, but I'll call them back ties. Had that happened? No, it happened. Never have y'all offered it? Yes, I have. Y'all have offered it to me.
Listen, man, I'm going to send you a picture of the car with no more in it. And you can lock however much you want, $300 or $400 or $500, you know, whatever you want to do. And I'm going to come down and run your head up with that same car.
Rambo, let me know when you get ready.
Okay, you're right. But you, I can do you too. Whenever you're ready. I mean, if I got two carburetors, you got the back top. I got one carburetor, we head up. Nah, I'll help you out like that. I'm going to give you a back top for a Dutch extra carburetor because I got two flavors. So most likely I'm probably, you know, I don't know. But you got the best tire. If it's two carburetors, you got the head up and it's one carburetor motor. Now, what you, I'm going to send you a picture of the car. I'm going to send you a picture of the car with no motor and transmission in it. In less than 30 days, I got to race you.
You ain't got to do all that. I don't want you to get your best car, like you said. Just get your best car ready. I told you, I got to buy a waiting car
with me. I'm just having
to
buy a waiting
car. I got to buy a waiting car for you, Rambo.
I want to take
Rambo, I got to buy a waiting car for you, Rambo.
I need GD.
I got
somebody
waiting on me.
Hey, man,
what
a promoter
do, man?
Get
somebody ready, man. What do you mean?
I want Batman, but I want to do you. Are you a celebrity out there? I want to kill Batman. I want to take Batman down too. Robin is coming to get Batman. You betrayed it, Robin. Now you're coming back with his own shit. You got the back drivers too. I ain't gonna tell you no more. Back drivers too.
Hey, Batman. Tell them four of them cars in that little shootout, that red 69 or 68, that blue 68, that guillotine car, and that truck. We'll run all four of them motherfuckers, either one of them.
Well, I can tell you, that 69 is not
too, though. Hey, that 69 ain't shit either.
Okay, well, I'm ready to run y'all head up with it. What's the problem?
Well, bring your ass to Houston with it and come on.
Let's see that. There you go. You ain't heard of Rizzo. That's the next race. The next race is the Rizzo race. And that's where we're going to be at, man.
Right. The motherfucking road go both ways. It don't go one way. I've been to Dallas.
We didn't say it didn't go. Hey, look. We did not say it didn't go both ways. We didn't say that. We didn't say that at all. I just said the next race is Lorenzo Royce, and we'll be there. That's what I see.
Bring that motherfucker down here and let my people see us beat the fuck out you. I'm tired of coming your way.
Look, the next race is the real race, man. That's where we're going to be at, man. I don't know what you misunderstand what I'm saying, man.
I ain't talking to nobody else race up that way. Bring your ass down here.
Okay. Well, when the next race come around, we'll start to get down there with you.
He don't travel very much.
So you know, like I say, I just that's see what's up with him. He don't travel very much.
Hey, well, if he don't travel, shit, you can still bring the car. I done seen motherfuckers
touch
you with
that
shit.
No, that's his car. That's his car. It's a whole different thing, man. That's his car.
Okay. Just say you don't want to rent you scared, man.
That's his car.
He's not scared.
If it was still the other owner's car, it'd be a different thing.
Yeah.
But that's his car.
But, hell, it must not be nothing different. You still sitting your ass in the seat of it.
Well, hey, man, look,
because
I can drive something that you can't do.
Hey, but drive your own shit.
I do. I'm a couple of me, you know that.
You want some of that motherfucker with y'all then?
Man, I told y'all, I can't get there, but y'all offered the back tires a couple of months ago, and I'll take it. I told you that.
I'll buy you two of the same back tires we got, and you can get up that hill. Come on with.
No, I mean, look, I just said I can't get that head up. I mean, what else do you want me to tell you?
Well, you just said the back tire. I'll get you the same kind of back tires we got, ain't true?
Okay.
I'll help you out.
Okay, man. Okay. I don't know what else you want me to tell you, big dog. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That
all you motherfuckers just do a bunch of talking down there and not enough racing?
Nah, we do a whole bunch of racing down here now. You know that. So stop that.
Hey,
we do a whole bunch of racing down here.
Hey, every time that gold motherfucker come down there, we got a spot sign, bitch, and nobody ain't going to run. So don't go.
That's a lie.
That kind of
That's
shit.
A lie. You lying. You lying like a motherfucker now. You lying now. Now I know you lying. You doing good until you start lying.
They're trying to get up to come down there then. That's it.
But they don't want to come down here. Must be.
Tell them, man, it's on the 15th shit.
Doing. Nigga, hey, it's a new era. It's a new era.
Listen,
it's new racism. It's social media.
Imagine,
so I don't care about that. You've been doing this shit for over 20 years.
I just told you what was explained to me. So what do you want me to do?
Okay, but don't tell me what you've been doing for over 20 years because I don't give a damn.
Okay.
Shit.
Okay, well, listen,
I don't give a damn what you've been doing. We talking about now.
Hey, man, that's okay. Hey, I'm okay with that, too. I'm okay with that, too, though.
You've been doing
for
over 20 years. I ain't heard shit about you till now.
Hey, look, I'm okay with that too, though. So is there anything else you want me to answer for you?
I'm just saying, though. I'm tired. I've been doing this for over 20 years. Man,
yeah,
this is 2019.
Okay, listen, we got past that. Is there anything else I can do for you? Yeah, listen, I just can't want to explain to me, okay? I ain't trying to tell you what it explained to me, okay? I'm just saying what it was explained to me, man.
That's too close to racing, man. One Saturday, one Sunday, and you got to pick.
Hey, man, look.
Yeah, I'm not
going to
do
let me tell
all
you
that,
something.
Man.
Well, okay, but listen, let me tell you something, okay? Let me explain something to you. This is a business that they run. I only go what they tell me. You see what I'm saying? It's not my business. It's theirs. So I can only go what they tell me what's happening with those rain checks, man, okay? So don't get mad at me.
I'm not mad. I'm just trying to get some clarification. Like, y'all don't make a motherfucker choose between Dallas and Houston.
Listen, Batman, go ahead.
You having a race this Saturday. Alley Cat having one Sunday, like he always have every year. So now y'all gonna make a person choose. Listen, you just told me to talk, Batman. So now you gonna make me choose between what this man been doing for the last 15, 20 years on Labor Day, and y'all gonna put some right up under him that day before.
So now I gotta choose between going
to get my rain check or going to support this man that been doing it for the last 15, 20 years.
Well, listen, who am I talking to first?
Because
I can't catch the
boy. This freaky, man. You know who the fuck I am.
Oh, freaky. Let me tell you something, freaky. Let me say this, okay? I understand what you're saying, freaky. And I understand quite clearly, okay? But I'm just telling you what was told to me. They have a track to
listen,
run, man. These dates that get thrown out, either you do them. Oh, you don't do it,
man. That's all it is. But Batman, I came to support you like I support Cat and like I support Tracy. But now you're making me choose between going to get my money back or going to Cat Race. I'm not going to go to Dallas and then Houston back to back. And then it's later
hey, man,
this weekend.
Listen.
Come on, I'm not going to be at the
hey,
track
listen.
Saturday, Sunday, Monday, man.
Hey, man, listen. We understand that. We understand that quite clearly. But I'm going to tell you something, what we've been doing for years. We're not coming out our track on Saturdays and come down on Sundays. So we're accustomed to doing that. If you don't want to do it, that's your choice, freak. I understand that. Let me tell you something, too. There's a lot of people going to come race for me on Saturdays and come down to Houston on Sundays. So we don't go. They're going down there to Houston on Sundays on that same night. So.
But I'm not everybody else, Batman. This is me.
I hear you.
I'm not a copycat.
I don't do what they do. Hey, Freaky, we understand all that, and we good with that, Freaky, and I understand what you're saying. But you and I know we don't make these dates, and we don't own these tracks.
Listen, I'm not mad at you or whoever. I'm supporting everybody in Texas because I like racing. But what I'm saying is, like, man, you're making me choose between your race or Alicat race, but you got my money that I didn't get the chance to see nothing with.
Hey, Freaky, all that I can say is this, Freaky. Yeah, I understand where you're coming from, and that's all I know right now, okay? You hear me?
I appreciate it.
Yeah, you got to talk to me. Damn, it seems like time. And then they think about it.
I want to say this. I want to clear the air with this whole situation. I want everybody to know is this. I don't know why people are making a fuss of these dates. I ain't talking about you, freaking, but these dates. Because let me tell you something, okay? And I want to clear the air with this. Dallas, for Dallas considered racist, we have been our back a whole lot for Houston for many years. And I know this for a fact. done ran down here on a Saturday and then came down there on a Sunday and still raced. But I don't understand why is everybody making a fuss over because it's a date on a Saturday now down here and it is one on Sunday. What is the difference? I think Dallas, as racists, we done sacrificed a whole lot. We done been more.